occurrence in nature. Perhaps the most captivating aspect of the Fibonacci sequence is its pervasive appearance in the natural world. It's as if nature itself has adopted this mathematical blueprint for optimal growth and efficiency. Consider the spirals on a sunflower's head. The seeds are arranged in two sets of spirals, one winding clockwise and the other counterclockwise. The number of spirals in each direction is almost always consecutive Fibonacci numbers, such as 34 and 55, or 55 and 89. This arrangement optimizes space and sun exposure for each seed. Similarly, pine cones and pineapples display spirals of scales, with the number of spirals again aligning with Fibonacci numbers. The fractal-like Romanesco broccoli also showcases spirals that follow this sequence. Beyond these striking examples, the Fibonacci sequence influences phyllotaxis, the arrangement of leaves on a plant stem. Leaves often grow in a spiral pattern, with each new leaf appearing at a specific angle that optimizes sunlight exposure for all leaves. The number of turns around the stem before a leaf appears directly above an earlier one and the number of leaves in that spiral frequently correspond to Fibonacci numbers. The spiraling growth of snail shells and the chambers of a nautilus shell also trace a path closely related to a logarithmic spiral, connected to the golden ratio. These natural occurrences are not mere coincidences, they represent efficient, evolved strategies that plants and animals have adopted over millennia.